We usually think of life's trajectory kind of like driving a car. Like if you take your hands off the wheel, you eventually crash or, I don't know, roll to a stop.
Yeah, you just lose all momentum.
Right. But realistically, it's actually more like the algorithm on your social media feed. If you stop actively searching for what you want, the algorithm doesn't just stop feeding you.
Oh, definitely not. It just defaults to showing you whatever is easiest.
Exactly. The most sensational stuff pulling you down a rabbit hole you never even chose.
And that passive drift is still a direction. Neurologically speaking, inaction is a decision. You are actively training your brain to accept that grift as its default setting.
Which is exactly why we are here today. Welcome to today's deep dive. We are looking at the Laws of Life workbook, specifically getting you prep for the heavy lifting of week six, day one.
The core principle today is pretty blunt. What you do or what you choose not to do completely dictates your reality.
Yeah, it really does. And to start breaking down that default drift, the workbook kicks off with this massive thought experiment. Basically, you're asked to imagine being handed $1 million.
Right, a classic hypothetical.
Right, and then you have to identify three meaningful things you would build or do with it. But the real psychological trap is the follow-up question.
This is where it gets good.
It asks, looking at those three things, what internal barrier is stopping you from starting right now?
Yeah.
And the strict rule here is you cannot use lack of money as an excuse.
Which is so hard for people.
Whoa, I've always found that restriction incredibly frustrating. I mean, telling someone money isn't the issue, it can feel like diagnosing a patient who blames their chest pain on morning traffic, completely ignoring their chronic anxiety.
Yeah, they just don't see it.
To them, the lack of money feels like a literal brick wall.
Well, it does feel like a wall, sure, but pushing past it stops a major defense mechanism. I mean, the brain heavily favors efficiency.
Right. It relies on those well-worn neural pathways.
Exactly, the highly myelinated pathways. Blaming money is just neurologically easy. So removing that financial excuse forces a cognitive override.
You literally have to bypass the lazy answer.
You do. You have to diagnose the real friction. Is it, your amygdala triggering a paralyzing fear of failure? Or maybe it's just deeply entrenched behavioral habits that lack a clear starting sequence.
And once you actually map out those deeper psychological blockers, the next step is translating that self-awareness into daily action.
Getting practical with it.
Exactly. The workbook does this by having you define your daily variables. So, what exactly do you want more of, and what do you want less of?
Which plugs directly into the workbook's mental code framework. I love this part. It treats your brain like a biological operating system.
Where you can just input a prompt, right?
Right. You literally feed it the line, computer, I want to remove X from my life and get Y into it. How can I make that happen?
It makes total sense. I mean, from a behavioral psychology standpoint, it's like giving an elite research assistant a highly specific thesis rather than some vague topic.
That's exactly.
By clearly defining X and Y, you're commanding the brain to actively hunt for solutions instead of just wallowing in complaints.
Yeah, because by defining those parameters, you leverage your brain's reticular activating system.
The filter.
Right. Your subconscious begins scanning your environment for opportunities to balance that equation, things you previously would have just ignored.
So setting those variables is great for the macro goals, but your brain also needs real-time error correction throughout the day.
It definitely does.
And the workbook loads two more daily codes into your system for this. First, pausing often to correct small behavioral errors early before they compound. And second, reframing obstacles as gifts to capitalize on.
I know, I know.
Which, yeah, I know that second one sounds like a cheesy, cliche motivational poster.
It sounds incredibly cheesy on the surface, but neurologically, framing an obstacle as a puzzle rather than a threat actually shifts your brain out of its fight or flight response.
Oh, wow. So it changes the actual processing location.
It literally moves processing power away from the emotional centers and into the prefrontal cortex. That unlocks your capacity for creative problem solving.
That is fascinating,
Yeah.
which naturally leads to how we process all of this at the end of the day. The material prescribes a bedtime reflection.
The bedtime question.
Right. Identifying 2 to 3 actions to start taking and 2 to 3 actions to stop taking. Now, I always assumed bedtime reflections were just a psychological trick to wind down and lower anxiety, but is there a biological advantage to doing this right before sleep?
Oh, absolutely. Feeding your brain a targeted problem right before sleep leverages offline memory consolidation.
Okay, what does that mean practically?
While you sleep, your neural networks are still firing, They're pruning irrelevant data and connecting dots you completely missed while you were awake. You basically turn a conscious prompt into subconscious problem solving overnight.
That is incredible. So the tools are literally in your hands. Dive into today's exercises, answer these questions honestly to learn about yourself, and get ready to conquer another module tomorrow.
And as you log off, really think about the algorithms running in the background of your own mind.
Yeah. If your brain is constantly wiring itself based on your choices, what is the do-nothing choice you made today, currently programming your brain to accept tomorrow?